Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Oh my goodness, it is center stage, all things arts and entertainment. We just believe you ought to know about it. We've been doing it for a while, and I so love this hour. Our first guest is Sarah Morris. Many of you know who she is. Take a listen to her new album, to a new song. Beautiful voice, beautiful voice. I have always loved hearing her sing, and she can sing the phone book. I'm telling you, she can sing so many different genres of music, and I just love her. I think she is a beautiful soul. Welcome, Sarah. It's so good to hear a song from you.
Oh, Jerilyn, how are you doing? It's so good to hear your voice.
It's great to be back. I have to tell you, this Here's to You is the name of the album. And, of course, mm-hmm. the release show that is coming up on Friday, May 5th, which is not that far away, May 5th, at the Ice okay. House in Minneapolis. Of course, with all the albums that you've done, I don't know how you choose which songs to do, but I do believe that you'll probably be singing all the songs on this new album, correct?
Yes, we'll do the whole album that night, plus a few... what I would call our oldies but goodies.
Well, this is your fifth album. Am I correct on that?
It's the fifth album of originals. I do have a covers album also, but it's the fifth of all original material.
What has been the difference for you when it comes to the original music versus the, you know, the songs we love and we just will sing them because someone recorded them and it was fabulous? I mean, what's the difference right. for you in the two options?
Yeah, you know, I mean, the originals have been for the last decade just what's on my heart more, you know, and what I feel like I have to add. I don't know, it's I guess the place where it feels like I might hopefully have something to say. And I
you always
love,
have something to say.
Well, you know, I don't know. I mean, I hope to have something to say that means something to somebody, I guess. But I love singing covers. I've been writing a lot, and so there's a lot of songs that I still want to record that are original. So we'll see. There might be more, Jerilyn, coming. Who knows?
Oh, I know there's more coming. You know, you don't stop until you have to, right? Sometimes someone has to tell us that it's time for us to stop. So, you know, you keep going until somebody says that, right? And it's disturbing, but it has to happen sometimes. I just wonder, though, that you keep recording, you keep writing. Is there ever a time when you stop and you feel as though you don't have it? In that moment, do I still have it?
Yeah, yes. I mean, I think... in the last few years, I've read a couple times about the idea of seasons in an artistic career, you know, just that we winter, we spring. And I definitely feel like there are places where artistically I winter a bit more, where things, nothing's maybe bubbling up. And in those times, I can get kind of worried And then I just try to remind myself that I've been through that before, and you get, you know, and then it's spring again. It happens. Right. It really does.
Thank goodness they keep coming around, right? The seasons just keep coming. Thank goodness. We can survive it when it's like that. So, you know, in this new album, you explore a more lush, celestial flavor as the sheds, some of the country swagger. I was shocked when I read that. I'm like, what? She's going to do that country thing forever. But you do do various genres, and you're very good at it.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much. That means a lot. Coming from you, I, you know, my songwriting always feels like it has a country foundation. That's just where I learned, I think, so much about how to make songs that sound like something someone would say, right? And the one of the pieces of this album is I really wanted it to feel like a conversation between me and you. The yous that I'm singing to might change, but I'm hoping that the listener feels that intimacy. And so there's country in the songwriting, but you have the sound. There's some moments that are a little more pop than I've ever been. There's definitely, I think, things that are just softer sounding than country makes sense to call it.
Oh, I get it. I get it. So your last song on this album is Hello, My Name Is.
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Oh, my gosh. So that one I wrote on the piano, even though I don't really know how to play the piano. But it just, there was this harmonic thing that I was hearing in my brain, and I could not make it happen on the guitar, but I could find the notes on the piano. And we were in the songwriting group that I write with, we were given the word badge to be inspired by. And it made me, I feel like it was, you know, coming out of lockdown and reemerging and finding yourself in places where maybe you would have been before, needing to almost reintroduce yourself. And I feel like I learned, I would go to, you know, shows, and I used to do shows all the time without thinking twice about it. And now here I would find myself entering a space and maybe thinking twice about certain elements of it. And so that Hello, My Name is really a little bit about reintroducing yourself, rediscovering yourself. And then it has this really personal story about how I got my name kind of thrown in there as well.
It's just awesome. You know, I was reading through everything about you, and here's what I really circled. It really touched me. It says, everything's changing with subtle shifts and also with grand rearranging, written for some of the most important women in my life. That's you. You are, is about reflecting back someone's magic when they can't see it themselves. Comeback sounds romantic at first blush, but it's a love song to her teenage son who is learning to leave and return home and ever widening concentric circles. Longest Night waxes nostalgic about an evening with two friends before an accident, an illness, and a pandemic change to world forever. And the last one says, Something That Holds is a grown-up love song to her husband about the small ways we belong to each other. That was so tender, it touched me. And I'm wondering why you wrote that. Is it on the album? Do you have all of that on the album?
No, that's just kind of to help tell the story. You know, it goes out with two people in radio.
Man, I just want to print that and start telling people about that.
But, you know, I mean, I think it's interesting when you make an album, there's both the macro, you're making the whole piece, but then you start to get really into the nitty gritty of this song versus that song. And then once the album is done, there is a chance to look at it. Well, I got to and remember what the whole story was, you know, and be like, oh, yes, this was what I was saying with the whole body of work. And so it was enjoyable to write what you were, you know, to look at what you were just saying and find. I kind of remember, oh yeah, this is what we said, this is what we did.
Exactly.
Because also, of course, we recorded it a year ago. I mean, a lot of it.
Well, I'll be listening to it tonight, the album. And, of course, this big event is coming up at the Ice House in Minneapolis. Mm-hmm. And it's Friday, May 5th. You don't want to miss it. Doors open at 8 p.m. The show is at 8 p.m., but doors open at 6 p.m. So you don't want to miss it. It's $18 in advance or $22 at the door, 21 plus only. And 8 p.m., Emily Havoc, is she performing with you as well?
Emily Havoc is going to, I don't know if she's going to perform with us, but she's going to open the night, and she's one of my favorite songwriters in town, and I'm just so thrilled that she said yes to opening.
I'm so happy you said yes tonight to joining us tonight. So thank you so much, Sarah. Keep knocking them out, honey. You can sing the phone book. And I mean, you can do it all. You can do R&B, country, whatever it is that comes out of your soul. Keep it up.
Thank you so much.
Be safe, honey. Take care.
Oh, yes. You take care, too.
All right. Well, listen, everyone, I just love her. And if you don't know her music, please, please get to know it. Coming up next is Thomasina Petrus in just a moment.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome to Center Stage, all things arts and entertainment. And this second guest is Thomasina Petrus. If you do not know who she is, you need to know. Seriously, she has so many gifts. It's quite incredible. Thomasina Petrus is doing the 1934 Lady Day at the Yellow Tree Theater. And it is just, Lady Day is a great piece. If you have not seen it, I encourage you to do so. Let me tell you a little bit about it. Yellow Tree Theater is presenting this Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill by Lanny Robertson, and music and stories from so much. I'm telling you, I can't even read everything I need to tell you, but let me say this. Time that happens, the type of year it is, 1959, just go back to that. The place is CD Bar in Philadelphia. The audience is about to witness one of Billie Holiday's last performances given 4 months before her death. More than a dozen musical numbers are interlaced with salty, often humorous reminiscences to project a riveting portrait of the lady and her music, starring Thomasina Petrus, and on the piano will be Tom West. You don't want to miss this. This is Wednesday and Thursday, $31 on Wednesday and Thursday. Friday and Saturday is $35. The matinees are $33. The students and seniors like myself, $65 and up. And groups of 10 or more receive $3 off of their ticket. You don't want to miss this. So now she's going to join us right now. Thomasina Petrus, how are you, honey?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing well, honey. I'm getting better and better every day. Every day.
Me too. Me too. I just got done with my cabaret show, or my show at the Dakota, Best Billy and Me, celebrating Billy's birthday. And just more songs and stories about her that aren't in the play. So it's sort of a precursor to this wonderful show I get to do again at Yellow Tree.
You've been doing this for a while. How long have you been doing this show?
Well, it is my passion play, and I bought the rights to it in 2004, determined to stage it after seeing the late, great Shirley Witherspoon do it. When I was first introduced to jazz, my mother took me to see Shirley, Shirley Witherspoon and Dan Chouinard, and also Tom West, at a little theater called the Cricket Theater, believe it or not. And
I remember Cricket Theater.
Yes, and Lainey Robertson had just written the play in 86, and I had just discovered jazz and Billie Holiday in 86. And Shirley Witherspoon did the play that year. And once I saw it, I was already sort of on this trajectory to really absorb all that I could about jazz and Billy, kind of as the nucleus of that. Once I saw that play, I thought, I'm doing that play someday. But I was way too young, and I knew that I was too immature to really capture the story that she was telling. And now, you know, I'm past the age that she passed. I'm 52. And I've lived quite a life myself, and I've really been able to study, like really study, the things that are important to me as a black woman that I want to convey, and also the story that Lainey Robertson was telling. And until I write my own play about Billie Holiday, this play by Lainey is really the next best thing. It's beautifully written. It's heartbreaking, but it's absolutely hilarious, too. It's like she's laughing at life, you know, like, ha, 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 you thought she won, but, you know. You thought she got the best of me, but I live to tell about it and laugh about it. So it's just beautifully written. And
how many times have you done this piece now?
Well, I counted the other day. It's about eight or nine stagings. And I took over staging at Milwaukee Rep for my dear friend Regina, who had done it, and then her mother had passed, sadly. And I was going to start doing the show, and she said, you won't believe this, but I have a best friend who, I'm a best friend. One of my best friends released this show and could literally come and do it in a day. And they flew me out, and we rehearsed it one day, and the next day I was on stage, and we finished the room to sold-out audiences. So, there's just something about the way this is written that really sheds a light on, you know, glimpses of celebrity at that time and in that climate. Just how hard it was. I mean, we have a whole new set of issues with celebrity now and how they deal with, you know, how these young people deal with celebrity now. There's so much access to their inner lives and, you know, it's a really interesting look at what it was like then, you know. And this is pre-big civil rights movement. I mean, there's also always been a movement for civil rights, but, you know, Billie, at the height of her career with Strange Fruit, for instance, the song that made her famous but also almost killed her and her band.
Right.
That song came out in 38, 39, right?
I remember hearing that song, and I cannot tell you how much it moved me. And I'm curious to know, is there one thing that you truly learned from this piece that surprised you?
Really how strong she had to be to decide to stay. There's a lot of, you know, in studying her addiction and trying to study and understand a little bit more about addiction and choices around addiction, things that happened in her life that aren't really stated in articles, music articles and music magazines and trade magazines, they weren't really interested in the depth of her and her circumstances as a black woman at that time. It's just, you know, she's arrested again. Well, why? Her dad died, her mom died, she couldn't have children, she couldn't adopt any children. I mean, there were a lot of really big moments in her life that made perfect sense for her to decide to stay alive, like to stay here on Earth versus just checking out. And, you know, in talking to some addicts and knowing addicts within my family, a lot of times addiction is about trying to stay here, not trying to leave. And I think for the most part, that's what Billie was trying to do because she just wanted to get to sing. Whatever she could do to get to the mic to sing, that was her joy. And I understand that part, not the addiction part, but I am the most myself as an artist in front of a microphone singing. I'm still dancing, I'm still doing theater, all the things that I love about performing, it's all there when I sing. And I used to be a dancer, I started out as a dancer.
Cinderella.
Yes, you're a beautiful dancer.
Mm-hmm. I love dancing. I don't dance anymore, but I changed up my resume. I'm a great mover now.
Well, there you go. Well, I want to make sure that we get this information in about the show and that people can get the tickets. Tell us.
Oh, Yellow Tree mm-hmm. Theater in Osseo. It's a beautiful, intimate space. You know, I've done this show many times on bigger stages, and I've always loved and preferred performing in intimate clubs myself over big spaces, although I'm always, honored to do that. But there's something about the intimacy of being able to see people see you. Right. There's a resonance there that I know what I'm feeling is landing some way on someone else. That the joy or the sadness or whatever story I'm telling with singing the song is moving someone some kind of way. And I much prefer those intimate spaces like that.
Right.
Because they can hear, you know, when I become her, try to, like, embody that story, I want them to see, you know, I don't want them to just see my face looking like it's crying. I want them to be able to see tears pooling at the bottom of my eyes. I want them to be able to see, you know, how you can tell somebody's starting to get annoyed, but they're trying to pretend like they're not, like that. You, to be able to see that up close, to be able to see the relationship with the little nuances, body nuances between Billy and her piano player.
We should let people know that the show is lasting from April 21st through May 21st. You do not want to miss this. And, of course, on Wednesdays and Thursdays, it's $31. Fridays and Saturdays is $35. And Saturday and Sunday matinees are $33. And then, of course, if you are a student or a senior, and maybe even a group of 10 or more, receive $3 off per ticket. You do not want to miss this. Is there a website they can go to get more information?
YellowTreeTheater.org. Yellowtree.
All right. Yellow Tree Theater. And it is a beautiful space. It really is. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, honey. You are a singing child, and I hope you will get back to dancing one day. I really believe you can. Take care of yourself, Thomasine.
Well, if you believe that anything's possible, Jerome. Love you so much. Thank you.
Welcome back, everyone. It is now 9:38. I don't know why we're having so many technical problems, but you've been very patient. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Our next guest. Tell us about our guest, Jonathan.
So this is the director of a film, of a documentary coming up called Minnesota Mean. Dawn Mickelson is her name, and it basically details the life of a roller derby lady.
Yeah, and it's interesting because to do a movie like this, so many Minnesotans know about this skating derby for sure. So Minnesota Mean Film is Minnesota's baddest roller derby team. She's a main skater on the team, and in the film, her derby name is Gertrude Stein, which I love because she was an English major in college. Minnesota Mean Film premieres is coming soon, and of course, it tracks the lives of a local roller derby team and great insights and entertaining views of the game and players in this rich documentary movie that turns the phrase Minnesota Nice on its head. It's part of the big MSPIFF Film Festival and will screen April 15th and 17th. Much of the soundtrack is by Dessa. And if you don't know who Dessa is, my God, please find out. She's amazing. All right. So the one that is joining us tonight is Dawn Mickelson. Dawn, how are you?
I am great, and I'm so happy to be here. How are you?
Well, I'm glad to have you join us tonight. The roller derby was such a big, huge, gigantic thing about 20 years ago, and it seems like there has been a slow emergence, but it's getting there. It's like people are starting to talk about it again. Is it because of this movie?
Gosh, I wish I could take credit for that. But no, you know, I think that roller derby over the last 10, 15 years has really just taken off around the world. I mean, there are thousands of teams around the world at this point. And, you know, it's kind of one of those best kept secrets, right? It's word of mouth. A bunch of people saw Whip It, which was a film by directed by, oh dear, Drew Barrymore, I believe. And, you know, that inspired a ton of Derby players. But no, I cannot take credit for Derby. I get to take credit for following the Minnesota All-Star team through one season as the director.
Well, it is quite an opportunity. This new film, in its, I think it's director's second feature documentary, founded on women in 2023. Do I have that correct?
Yeah, so it's my so Gertrude Stein was supposed to be here, and she could not be here. So unfortunately, you're stuck with the director.
Oh, I love it.
And so this is me. Yeah, it's my second film coming out in the last 6 months. I've been calling them my Irish twins because they're both films about powerful women, and they're being birthed very close together.
Well, I think it's worth all of that, right? Being close together, it matters. When it's a team, you have to be close together. And so that makes so much sense to me. Now, Minnesota Mean is having the world premiere during the Minneapolis-St. Paul International Film Festival, like I said before, April 15th and the 17th. So tell us a little bit about the film and what people can expect.
So Minnesota Mean follows the 2017 Minnesota Roller Derby All-Star team through one of the most competitive seasons they've ever had. In fact, they were a world-class team that year and had very strong chances of being top in the world. And so I started following them at the beginning of the season, which was approximately late March, early April of 2017, through their play through championships, world championships in November of 2017. But the film isn't just about roller derby. The film is about what it is to be a powerful woman in today's society. And, you know, we're following five different stories of five different women as they, you know, struggle with various things that we all struggle with as women. You know, how do you claim your power? How do you trust that your friends, your teammates, your colleagues will be there for you? You know, there's a lot of fun, and there's also a lot of vulnerability, and I was just so honored that this team shared not just their power but their souls with me.
You know, it's amazing. I remember going to a gala, and all of the roller derby women came in on the skates, man, and they were getting down. I mean, the whole place just stopped and stood and applauded. It was just so powerful, the entrance, the exit, the way they moved. It was so powerful, and they defined who they were, right? In that moment, because at that one moment, I knew, oh, y'all are bad. Y'all are so nothing bad. Okay, these are women who are strong every day, not just in the moment of being in a roller derby, but that they are actually strong, confident women. And if that is the case, then we all need to understand exactly what a roller derby is, who, why do they get into it? Why do they even try to be a part of it? Because so many other women that are too delicate to get into something like this, I can just imagine they're probably sitting there thinking, oh, I wish I could. I'm one of those. I think I wish I could.
You know, I have to say, like, I myself am scared to death to get on skates. So it's kind of ironic that I'm directing this film. But what I do understand is the physical power. And I have to say, like, I'm in the best shape of my life since making this film. And it's because of seeing these women who are getting strong just to be strong, right? Like, it's not to be thinner, to fit in this dress, to, you know, do all the things that we, you know, are told we're supposed to exercise to do. No, they're doing it to get strong. And that was a huge inspiration for me. I hope it's a huge inspiration for other women who watch it. My 10-year-old daughter watched them play a few weeks ago, and she's, you know, she's 10. And she, at the end of the game, she was like, Mom, I want to play roller derby. And she's just a little thing. And so we're going to sign her up. You know, why not?
Why not?
If you want to show your powerful self, do it. Yeah.
I don't blame you. I mean, that's exactly what it should be. You know, women have an opportunity today, even though roller derby was a while ago. It's all back. You know, you see commercials with skaters. You see movies with skaters. Skating is the thing again.
right? And so knowing that, are people starting to rush to learn how to skate? Are they talking to you and talking to the women saying, oh my gosh, tell me how you got into this. Tell me what this means to you. And mind you, some of these women are very busy and have other lives that they're living as well. Yet roller derby is really important to them. So do you think that the image of roller skating is now much higher than it was maybe 15, 20 years ago?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Not just roller derby, but you see that in just, you know, skating in general, you know,
right.
People skating in the streets, doing the ramps and all. Actually, a lot of roller derby players also do the ramp skating and, you know, things of that nature, which again, it's like, wow, that's some powerful, high-flying stuff right there. But, you know, I think that it looks like you're flying until you crash into somebody, and then you're not flying anymore. But I don't know. There's just something very attractive about it. And also, it's a sport that it's playful, right? Like, these players have names like Gertrude Stein, like Brickyard. You know, it's these names are fun. So it's a sport that not only is serious, because they are serious athletes, but it also has a sense of humor about itself. And I think that's really attractive to people. I think it's like, let's enjoy our lives. You know, we can play hard and we can also have a good time while we're doing it.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so tell us when people can see this, what the cost is, how many times is it going to play?
Oh, my goodness. So it's playing three times for the Minneapolis State Fall International Film Festival. The world premiere is April 15th, which is Saturday at 4:45. We will play again.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your brave. Backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com and use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome back, everyone. It is now 9:38. I don't know why we're having so many technical problems, but you've been very patient. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Our next guest. Tell us about our guest, Jonathan.
So this is the director of a film of a documentary coming up called Minnesota Mean. Dawn
right.
Mickelson is her name, and it basically details the life of a roller derby lady.
Yeah, and it's interesting because to do a movie like this, so many Minnesotans know about their skating derby for sure. So Minnesota Mean Film is Minnesota's baddest roller derby team. She's a main skater on the team, and in the film, her derby name is Gertrude Stein, which I love because she was an English major in college. Minnesota Mean Film premieres is coming soon, and of course, it tracks the lives of a local roller derby team and great insights and entertaining views of the game and players in this rich documentary movie that turns the phrase Minnesota Nice on its head. It's part of the big MSPIFF Film Festival and will screen April 15th and 17th. Much of the soundtrack is by Dessa. And if you don't know who Dessa is, my God, please find out. She's amazing. All right. So the one that is joining us tonight is Dawn Mickelson. Dawn, how are you?
I am great, and I'm so happy to be here. How are you?
Well, I'm glad to have you join us tonight. The roller derby was such a big, huge, gigantic thing about 20 years ago, and it seems like there has been a slow emergence, but it's getting there. It's like people are starting to talk about it again. Is it because of this movie?
Gosh, I wish I could take credit for that. But no, you know, I think that roller derby over the last 10, 15 years has really just taken off around the world. I mean, there are thousands of teams around the world at this point. And, you know, it's kind of one of those best kept secrets, right? It's word of mouth. A bunch of people saw Whip It, which was a film by directed by, Drew Barrymore, I believe. And, you know, that inspired a ton of derby players. But no, I cannot take credit for derby. I get to take credit for following the Minnesota All-Star team through one season as the director.
Well, it is quite an opportunity. This new film, in its, I think it's director's second feature documentary founded on women in 2023. Do I have that correct?
Yeah, so it's my so Gertrude Stein was supposed to be here, and she could not be here. So unfortunately, you're stuck with the director.
Oh, I love it.
And so this is me. Yeah, it's my second film coming out in the last 6 months. I've been calling them my Irish twins because they're both films about powerful women, and they're being birthed very close together.
Well, I think it's worth all of that, right? Being close together, it matters. When it's a team, you have to be close together. And so that makes so much sense to me. Now, Minnesota Mean is having the world premiere during the Minneapolis-St. Paul International Film Festival, like I said before, April 15th and the 17th. So tell us a little bit about the film and what people can expect.
So Minnesota Mean follows the 2017 Minnesota Roller Derby All-Star team through one of the most competitive seasons they've ever had. In fact, they were a world-class team that year and had very strong chances of being top in the world. And so I started following them at the beginning of the season, which was approximately late March, early April of 2017, through their play through championships, world championships in November of 2017. But the film isn't just about roller derby. The film is about what it is to be a powerful woman in today's society. And, you know, we're following five different stories of five different women as they, you know, struggle with various things that we all struggle with as women. You know, how do you claim your power? How do you trust that your friends, your teammates, your colleagues will be there for you? You know, there's a lot of fun, and there's also a lot of vulnerability. And I was just so honored that this team shared not just their power, but their souls with me.
You know, it's amazing. I remember going to a gala and all of the roller derby women came in on the skates, man, and they were getting down. I mean, the whole place just stopped and stood and applauded. It was just so powerful. The entrance, the exit, the way they moved, it was so powerful. And they defined who they were, right? In that moment, because at that one moment, I knew, oh, y'all are bad. Y'all are so nothing bad. Okay, these are women who are strong every day, not just in the moment of being in a roller derby, but that they are actually strong, confident women. And if that is the case, then we all need to understand exactly what a roller derby is, who, why do they get into it? Why do they even try to be a part of it? Because so many other women that are too delicate to get into something like this, I can just imagine they're probably sitting there thinking, oh, I wish I could. I'm one of those. I think I wish I could.
You know, I have to say, like, I myself am scared to death to get on skates. So it's kind of ironic that I'm directing this film. But what I do understand is the physical power. And I have to say, like, I'm in the best shape of my life since making this film. And it's because of seeing these women who are getting strong just to be strong, right? Like, it's not to be thinner, to fit in this dress, to, you know, right, do all the things that we, you know, are told we're supposed to exercise to do. No, they're doing it to get strong. And that was a huge inspiration for me. I hope it's a huge inspiration for other women who watch it. My 10-year-old daughter watched them play a few weeks ago. And she's, you know, she's 10. And she, at the end of the game, she was like, Mom, I want to play roller derby. And she's just a little thing. And so we're going to sign her up. You know, why not?
Why not?
If you want to show your powerful self, do it. Yeah.
I don't blame you. I mean, that's exactly what it should be. You know, women have an opportunity today, even though roller derby was a while ago. It's all back. You know, you see commercials with skaters. You see movies with skaters. Skating is the thing again, right? And so knowing that, are people starting to rush to learn how to skate? Are they talking to you and talking to the women saying, oh my gosh, tell me how you got into this. Tell me what this means to you. And mind you, some of these women are very busy and have other lives that they're living as well. Yet roller derby is really important to them. So do you think that the image of roller skating is now much higher than it was maybe 15, 20 years ago?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Not just roller derby, but you see that in just, you know, skating in general, you know, people skating in the streets, doing the ramp. And I'll actually, a lot of roller derby players also do the ramp skating and, you know, things of that nature, which again, it's like, wow, that's some powerful high flying stuff right there. But, you know, I think that it looks like you're flying until you crash into somebody and then you're not flying anymore. But I don't know. There's just something very attractive about it. And also it's a sport that it's playful, right? Like, these players have names like Gertrude Stein, like Brickyard. You know, it's these names are fun. So it's a sport that not only is serious, because they are serious athletes, but it also has a sense of humor about itself. And I think that's really attractive to people. I think it's like, let's enjoy our lives. You know, we can play hard and we can also have a good time while we're doing it.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so tell us when people can see this, what the cost is, how many times is it going to play?
Oh, my goodness. So it's playing three times for the Minneapolis State Fall International Film Festival. The world premiere is April 15th, which is Saturday, at 4:45. We will play again on April 17th at 7 p.m. Both of those will be at the Main Cinema, which is the old St. Anthony Main, now run by the Minnesota Film Society.
Right.
And then on, what is it? It's the 23rd, which is Sunday, the following Sunday. It'll be playing in Rochester as part of MSTIF, but Rochester has a cinema called Pop Art Theater, and they'll be playing it there as well. And all three screenings will have roller derby players. In fact, the first screening, most of the main characters will be there, except for one who moved to another state and is about to give birth to her second child, so we gave her a pass. But other than that, they're all going to be there on the 15th, and you'll get to meet them and, you know, find out how you can join the team, too.
Well, I tell you, please tell Jessica I said I'm so sorry she couldn't make it. But Director Don Mickelson, you were great. So thank you so much for sticking and staying with us tonight and getting the word out. I just hope that you have great success from this. It's amazing. There have been movies that only cost $15,000 to make, and all of a sudden it makes $300 million. Who's to say that this can't do it? That's all I'm saying. I'm just putting that out there, okay?
putting it out there. So congratulations on the film. I put it out.
You
take care of yourself, Dawn. Thank you so much for joining us. You take care.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Oh, my goodness. As we wrap up, we have one more guest tonight, and that is coming up in just a minute. Welcome back, everyone. It is now 9:52, and we have our last guest. He is powerful. T. Michael Rambo is joining us to talk about the Illusion Theater's piece called In This Moment Now. That's right. T. Michael Rambo and Amy K. Bryant are hosting In This Moment Now, and this is April 14th through the 16th, as well as April 21st through the 23rd of this year. You don't want to miss it. And joining us is T. Michael Rambo. How are you, sir?
Yibba-dabba-doozy. Hey there. How are you,
Carolyn? Yeah, I'm doing well, sir. And I love watching you do so much. You do so much in theater and so much more. You can sing, you can produce, you can do it all. And what blows me away is that people keep coming to make sure they hear you, see you, and feel what you are delivering, and as well as Amy, the same thing. So what do we need to know about this piece called In This Moment Now?
Well, In This Moment Now is just that. It's an opportunity to be present for an experience where you will have thought-provoking, uplifting, moving, original performances that are highlighting the work of a group of multi-talented, multidisciplinary, multi-award-winning Black and African-American artists from the Twin Cities and from around the country. You'll find an opportunity to not only be engaged and entertained, but you'll be educated, and you'll leave and walk away just empowered and enlivened. It's going to be a spirited opportunity for audience members to take in a delicious assortment of talented people, and then there in turn be able to participate. There'll be some interdisciplinary moments that are participatory and fun and exciting. And so I'm excited about it. And as you can tell, I'm overjoyed to be a part of it.
Oh, I can tell. And here's the thing about you. There are various iterations of you, T. Michael, which is really quite remarkable, because I can see you one day and I know who you are. There's no doubt about it. The next day, not only do I know who you are, but I'm absolutely blown away by this one new thing that I see within your heart. It just blows me away. And you have been doing that for years. I remember you and I being in Louisiana together for a conference, and we had a great time. But you have this healing power about you. Tell us more about that.
Well, that's very kind of you to say. And what I know is that I have been blessed, as you have been and your family members, to be able to step into my purpose, doing what I love and what makes my heart soar and makes my spirit sing. It's a great chance that I have been given here in the Twin Cities to have a variety of platforms to invest my talents and my passions in, whether it be as an educator of now almost 40 years through K-12 education and now teaching at the University of Minnesota for 22 years, whether it be doing healing and community work, whether it be in creating and producing projects like this one here at Illusion, or being on stages like from the Guthrie to Penumbra to the Minnesota Opera to the Ordway Theater. One of the things that few artists have the chance to do, and that is to have that wide a range of opportunities placed before them and to have people that support you so that you can be your best self. That's a real gift.
It is truly a gift. And so if people say, okay, what can I expect when I come see this? What would you say?
Well, hands down, it's going to be out of this world. And I think people can expect to be just that blown away, because this In This Moment Now is an iteration of an original piece called In This Moment that we created in 2020 in response to just the
George
climate
Floyd
after George Floyd's death. That's right, mm-hmm. His murder. And Illusion Theater felt it really important to discuss some of the things. I went to them and we were kind of mulling over ideas. I was about to do a piece called Present, and we talked about the fact that there are so many artists who need a space and a safe place to unpack and excavate and unearth the anger, the frustration, the hurt, the sorrows, the black joy around what happened, and also to speak to it in a form where they can have audiences. We did a visual streaming performance that people could see all around the country by plugging into a site, online site. This time we thought And I mentioned this as a title. I said, you know, where are we now? And why not come back and ask, now that we've experienced these 3.5 years almost, where are we in this moment now? And so that's what we're really investigating and being able to talk to and speak to. And a space where Black bodies can do that and have audiences receive or at least be able to inhabit a space where they can see, watch, and participate in that work.
Well said. Okay. Give us the website where we should go to get tickets.
Well, we can, of course, go to Illusion Theater. Illusiontheater.org, and illusion and theater is E-R for illusion. You know, there's all the French and the regular English spelling of theater, but Illusion Theater is T-H-E-A-T-E-R. And we're also doing a collaboration with Black Table Arts, and so we'll have one performance on Wednesday the 19th that just has all of the open mic performers on the 19th of April as well. So we've got all kinds of
fun
people to see. Oh, it will be fun. And the box office number for Illusion is 612-339-4944.
Thank you so much, darling. Good to hear your voice, and thanks for joining us tonight, Michael. All right, everyone. It's been a pleasure being on with you tonight, and I look forward to doing more in the future. You take care of yourselves, and I'll take care of me for sure. Say a prayer for me. I appreciate it. Good night, everyone. Welcome back, everyone. It is now 9:52, and we have our last guest. He is powerful. T. Michael Rambo is joining us to talk about the Illusion Theater's piece called In This Moment Now. That's right. T. Michael Rambo and Amy K. Bryant are hosting In This Moment Now, and this is April 14th through the 16th, as well as April 21st through the 23rd of this year. You don't want to miss it. And joining us is T. Michael Rambo. How are you, sir?
Yibba dabba doozy. Hey there. How are you,
Carolyn? Yeah, I'm doing well, sir. And I love watching you do so much. You do so much in theater and so much more. You can sing, you can produce, you can do it all. And what blows me away is that people keep coming to make sure they hear you, see you, and feel what you are delivering, and as well as Amy, the same thing. So what do we need to know about this piece called In This Moment Now?
Well, In This Moment Now is just that. It's an opportunity to be present for an experience where you will have thought-provoking, uplifting, moving, original performances that are highlighting the work of a group of multi-talented, multidisciplinary, multi-award-winning Black and African-American artists from the Twin Cities and from around the country. You'll find an opportunity to not only be engaged and entertained, but you'll be educated, and you'll leave and walk away just empowered and enlivened. It's going to be a spirited opportunity for audience members to take in a delicious assortment of talented people, and then there in turn be able to participate. There'll be some interdisciplinary moments that are participatory and fun and exciting. And so I'm excited about it. And as you can tell, I'm overjoyed to be a part of it.
Oh, I can tell. And here's the thing about you. There are various iterations of you, T. Michael, which is really quite remarkable, because I can see you one day and I know who you are. There's no doubt about it. The next day, not only do I know who you are, but I'm absolutely blown away by this one new thing that I see within your heart. It just blows me away. And you have been doing that for years. I remember you and I being in Louisiana together for a conference, and we had a great time. But you have this healing power about you. Tell us more about that.
Well, that's very kind of you to say. And what I know is that I have been blessed, as you have been and your family members, to be able to step into my purpose, doing what I love and what makes my heart soar and makes my spirit sing. It's a great chance that I have been given here in the Twin Cities to have a variety of platforms to invest my talents and my passions in, whether it be as an educator of now almost 40 years through K-12 education and now teaching at the University of Minnesota for 22 years, whether it be doing healing and community work, whether it be in creating and producing projects like this one here at Illusion, or being on stages like from the Guthrie to Penumbra to the Minnesota Opera to the Ordway Theater. One of the things that few artists have the chance to do, and that is to have that wide a range of opportunities placed before them, and to have people that support you so that you can be your best self. That's a real gift.
It is truly a gift. And so if people say, okay, what can I expect when I come see this? What would you say?
Well, hands down, it's going to be out of this world. And I think people can expect to be just that blown away, because this In This Moment now is an iteration of an original piece called In This Moment that we created in 2020 in response to just the climate after George Floyd's death. That's right, his murder. And Illusion Theater felt it really important to discuss some of the things. I went to them and we were kind of mulling over ideas. I was about to do a piece called Present, and we talked about the fact that there are so many artists who need a space and a safe place to unpack and excavate and unearth the anger, the frustration, the hurt, the sorrows, the black joy around what happened, and also to speak to it in a form where they can have audiences. We did a visual streaming performance that people could see all around the country by plugging into a site, online site. This time we thought, and I mentioned this as a title, I said, you know, where are we now? And why not come back and ask, now that we've experienced these 3.5 years almost, where are we in this moment now? And so that's what we're really investigating and being able to talk to and speak to. And a space where black bodies can do that and have audiences receive or at least be able to inhabit a space where they can see, watch, and participate in that work.
Well said. Okay. Give us the website where we should go to get tickets.
Well, we can, of course, go to Illusion Theater, illusiontheater.org. And Illusion and Theater is E-R for Illusion. You know, there's all the French and the regular English spelling of theater, but Illusion Theater is T-H-E-A-T-E-R. And we're also doing a collaboration with Black Table Arts. And so we'll have one performance on Wednesday the 19th that just has all of the open mic performers on the 19th of April as well. So we've got all kinds of
fun.
People to see. Oh, it will be fun. And the box office number for Illusion is 612-339-4944.
Thank you so much, darling. Good to hear your voice, and thanks for joining us tonight, Michael. All right, everyone, it's been a pleasure being on with you tonight, and I look forward to doing more in the future. You take care of yourselves, and I'll take care of me for sure. Say a prayer for me. I appreciate it. Good night, everyone.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your Brave, backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com and use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.